solid conservative, just plain right. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. This show goes way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Well, I'll tell you, the guy who started it all, the one you have to blame for me being on the air at all, is my buddy Dale Jackson, who is the host of the Dale Jackson Show on 770 AM and 92.5 FM WVNN out of Huntsville. He also writes for Yellowhammer News, and he's actually the program director at WVNN. Dale Jackson on the line right now. Hey, man, how you doing?
I am fine. Stop blaming people for you. Stop blaming me for you having a radio show.
It's true. It is true. I thought it was the stupidest idea I'd ever heard of when you first called me. But
my mom and her friends love it.
Tell mom I said hey, by the way. Good Christmas on your end?
Yeah, she made you some cookies, and then you didn't show up to our Christmas party. It was really hurtful.
It is hurtful. Living 2 hours away is hurtful. But you still owe me my T-shirt, too, by the way.
Yeah, I have that for you as well, but I ate your cookies.
Okay, I understand. Totally understand. Well, hey, listen, I'm doing this whole section you've already gathered. Hindsight and foresight. I'm asking folks who live in this stuff on a regular basis, what they see as having been the biggest stories of 23 and what their biggest predictions are for 24. So lay it on us thick, brother. 23, what do you think? What was the biggest stories?
I want to just do what I normally do and change this up just a tad here. on this. I want to say 23 and 24, the thing that's going to be basically the same, and it was the biggest story, and it'll be the biggest story next year. It's just Trump's inevitability.
All right.
I mean, that is the story we thought heading into 23, Ron DeSantis might come out of the gate and show us something. I think his campaign has been fine, but the Republican base is basically saying, no. We want the guy that lost in 2020 to get another shot at it. And then the media and their Democrats have basically said, yeah, you guys want him to have another shot, right? And so everyone worked together and got the same answer. So congratulations there. I think Trump is in for a rude awakening once we figure out who the two candidates actually are going to be, which is Biden and Trump. And I think we may be seeing a replay of 2020 in that one. Now, the biggest stories in Alabama here, I got to go with this Bubba Copeland situation. I think that's the biggest story. I mean, we've got the failure of school choice, the failure of gambling. That'll be the same. But the big story, I think, was the Bubba Copeland thing, because I think it exposed the media. And I think it exposed them even further than they normally expose themselves, which is pretty hard to do. But their failure to cover that story at all really showed how dishonest that they are. Because I want to remind people, had Bubba Copeland been a straight-as-an-arrow Baptist preacher who was writing the stuff he was writing and doing the things he was doing, the media nationally and in the state would have absolutely tried to destroy him, his city, and his church. No question about it.
Yep.
But because he was also being a freak and wearing women's clothing behind the scenes, they were like, well, we can't really criticize that too much because that's quote-unquote normal. So they had to pretend that there was no big deal, and then 1819 murdered him.
Yeah, and just to refresh some of the audience who may not be tracking Bubba Copeland by name, this is a pastor down in, Opelika, who did all the things you just said. 1819 caught wind of the story, and he was quite the freak show in his personal life, and he likened it to, it's just my personal life. It doesn't affect what he called his holy life, which I found to be incredibly hypocritical, but he offed himself. He committed suicide when the stories broke, and 1819 has taken some heat from the liberal media. That's their reporting. Their reporting was not on the story itself. Their reporting was on who dared to out the man.
Yeah, they had no interest in covering the actual report. And they'd taken some heat from Republican groups and conservative organizations as well. And I think it was a little unfair the way that they were treated. I mean, I don't work for them or anything like that. In fact, it would probably benefit me financially if they were to go away. But the simple fact is, what happened to them was wrong. And they were treated very poorly by the media, and I don't think that there's any credibility that they could have lost, but if there was, they would have lost it there as well.
Okay, so let's look forward again. Trump's inevitability, you say 23-24. There have been a variety of inputs here, so we've had Congressman Palmer on, Todd Stacey on, you're on now. What else do you see, though? I mean, the elections are obviously going to be an overwhelming thing. It's going to fill the airwaves. It's going to be on every news headline. There's going to be something every day. There's going to be, you know, Trump derangement syndrome. There's going to be Biden's really okay. He's not a skull full of mush. There's going to be on and on and on. But what else do you see besides the election?
I see District 2 and District 1 being very interesting. I see Barry Moore winning that district down there. Yeah. It will be money against the base. That's basically how that's going to play out. And I think Barry Moore ekes that out. I think Anthony Daniels wins Congressional District 2. I think that's just a money race. And I think that you're going to see him raise a boatload of money. And he is going to be, I think, very, very prominent in that race, even though he's not living in the area. I think he'll be the guy there. And the national media is going to descend on District 2 when it becomes a Democrat and a Republican, and they are going to do everything they can to assure that representation is a black Democrat.
I would agree with you there. Let me ask you this. Is Anthony Daniels on your show, or anybody's show, has he come on and said that he plans to move to the district if he gets elected?
I don't think he said so, but I that's going to happen, I would imagine. I would think that's what they would do in that situation. So, yeah, I think so. And, look, he grew up there. He was born there and all that. I think being the House Minority Leader in that area, you know, being down there as often as he is, I think kind of helps him. And like I said, also, if you're a person who's putting money into that campaign and he loses, well, you're still donating to the House Minority Leader.
Well, that is true, because that is where he is right now. All right, so while we got you on the line, since you live, eat, drink, sleep, and breathe this stuff, what are your predictions for the state legislature for 2024?
I think school choice and gambling get talked about a lot, but they can't come to anything close to a consensus to get it done. The AEA on the other side declares they won by nothing happening to either. I mean, I think that's what they did. And they're right. I think they're right. I think West Kitchens in District 9 is going to sort of be a bellwether here. If they decide, the voters up here in Marshall County in that area decide that they want to go with the AEA Republican, all other Republicans are going to take note of that. And they're going to say, okay, this is who we are now. We'll go ahead and we'll take their money, especially if there's no penalty. And I think that the AEA is flexing their muscles. We've seen that for a while, and I think that's going to continue.
So, by the way, where is that race polling? Have we seen any polls lately?
I believe West Kitchens, in the polling I saw, West Kitchens is up, but it's not anything crazy. It's just it's a normal race.
But that race is like, what, in 10 days, right?
Yep, January 9th.
Oh, my gosh. All right, well, we'll see. All right, so Trump's inevitability. The 23 story was the outing of Bubba Copeland and the embarrassment and lack of integrity in the media. And then you're looking at gambling and school choice. You think gambling and school choice are going down in flames, you say, both of them?
Yeah, I mean, what's the consensus on either of them?
I'm going to say gambling goes down in flames because they can never get consensus, but I think school choice is going to happen. I'm just afraid they're going to wind up making it a watered-down version and then claim victory over.
Well, okay, see, you're right about that, and I'll just say this. When I say school choice, I'm talking about actual school choice. I'm not talking about a watered-down version where they say that if you make, you know, $25,000 a year and have six kids, you can go to a private school and get a voucher for it or something like that. I'm talking about real options. I'm not saying there can't be a cap or anything like that. I know a lot of people don't like hearing that kind of talk, but I'm not totally against that. But I'm talking about real vouchers. That's what I consider to be school choice. Give parents who want the opportunity. And I think Republicans, I mean, we have to be honest about this. Conservatives, Republicans, school choice advocates, when they say, well, it's not going to help all the children, we have to say, you're right. I mean, we have to say that. And I think that talking point and it gets should get turned into, yes, but we're going to help more children and we're going to get parents
that's right
who want to do something, an opportunity. I just think we talk about it the wrong way. And I think we could do a better job of speaking.
That's a great point, and it's gonna help every child whose parents believe they need to make a change for their child's benefit. That's who's
right.
Gonna help.
And by the way, if the schools are so great, why are you worried about it?
That's right. If your kids are in a great place, leave them there. Awesome. Yeah. No problems. Well, all right. Hey, listen, brother, we got to leave it there. I got to get somebody else on the line here in just a minute. But you have a happy new year, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir.
All right. I want my cookies, too, by the way. All right. That's Dale Jackson. Yep. We'll come back here in just a minute with Jeff Poor calling in after the break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.